following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Hey, Refuge family. Happy Friday to you guys. So today I get the privilege and joy of being able to share with you guys this Friday afternoon. So let's pray and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for the ability to be able to meet with you because of what Jesus has done. Lord, I pray for just this moment that we have in the middle of the day to be able to just, that you would please, Lord, help us to realign our hearts to you being in the central place, Lord, you being in the greatest place of our hearts. And again, Lord, that you would use this moment to be able to renew our minds, Lord, as you've called us to be a transformed people for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed? Have you ever found yourself exhausted or maybe even burnt out? And I would say I definitely have. You know, maybe those are words that you would say, hey, those words that you just used there, those are ways that I often feel. Maybe those are ways that you would even use to describe yourself. And if that's the case, I want to suggest to you something that you probably already know, but you, my friend, are in need of rest. But you say, okay, well, I already had a summer vacation, you know, and I'm still tired, right? I think we've all had vacations where we come back and we're like, oh man, I need another vacation just from my vacation, right? Or maybe we had a vacation and we took work with us. Or if we didn't take it physically with us, then just mentally we were thinking through all these different things for work. Or maybe you're one of the people that were like, oh, no, I had an amazing time off. Like, it was super restful. You know, it was just great. It was refreshing. But when you came back, quickly you realize, you know, things kind of just became, the rest that you had was just a thing of the past, right? So whatever your unique story might be, if you are tired, I want to suggest that you are in need of rest. And I want to suggest to you that you might need more than just a day off. You might need more than even time off. But you are in need of a rhythm of Sabbath. So we're going to talk about three things in our time together. We're going to talk about why Sabbath, how the Sabbath is different from a day off, and then lastly, what that looks like practically. So number one, why Sabbath, right? Why Sabbath? Well, scripturally, in Genesis 1, we see the creation narrative or the creation story where God, in 6 days, he creates everything that exists, right? He spoke these things into being and they were created, right? He speaks the mountains, he speaks the oceans, he speaks the animals, the plants, all those just beautiful things. And then he takes from the dust of the ground and he breathes life into it and he creates mankind, right? He creates Adam and he creates Adam and Eve in his own image, the Bible tells us. But after he creates all these things, what does he do? Well, on the Sabbath day, it tells us that he rests, or the seventh day he rests. Now, have you ever wondered why does God, who is omnipotent, meaning that he has all power, why does he take time to rest, right? In fact, Isaiah 40 tells us that God never tires. So if you never tire, why would he take time to rest? Well, because he was setting an example for you and I. He was setting an example for his creation. In fact, Jesus points out in the book of Mark that the Sabbath was created for man, right? Or created for mankind. You know, author Tim Keller, he points out that from the beginning of time, we see this symbiotic relationship between work and rest, right? That as human beings, it's actually part of God's original intent and designed that we would both engage in a rhythm of both work and rest. And when we violate this rhythm, it actually leads to chaos in our own lives as well as chaos in the worlds around us. So, though a lot of people connect this idea of Sabbath to the law being given in the book of Exodus to Moses, which is absolutely right. It is given there. It actually, we see through Genesis that it precedes that in God's design, right? That was part of his original intent for us as human beings. So secondly, then how is Sabbath different from a day off, right? How is Sabbath different from a day off? So with that, we have to ask the question, what basically is the Sabbath, right? I remember when I was a young adult, I was at a young adult study, and we would all go out to eat after, after going out to eat after, we would invite everyone, and we would say, hey, like, why don't you come out to eat with us? And then one of the people that had, one of the people that were there, I was like, hey, why don't you come out to eat with us? And they said, you know what, actually, I can't be out too late because tomorrow is my Sabbath. And in my mind, I thought, what a legalistic person. Like, Sabbath, like, you know, we're New Testament believers. We don't need to do Sabbath, right? And I tell you this story because it reminds us that maybe we had an idea of what Sabbath is with less than a biblical, just actual view of it, right? Where that's definitely what I had at the time. Others might say, okay, well, Sabbath, it's not a weird thing. It's just a day off, right? But what do most of us do on our days off? Well, most of us, we work on things, right? We work on unfinished work from the office. We work on homework, errands, work around the house, etc., right? In essence, we move from working in our office or our places of work, and then we bring that work to somewhere else. And this is the way that I would say I kind of seen Sabbath for a long time after that, right? Where this is kind of the way that I function, where I would be like, all right, it's a day off, so we also got to take care of this. There's still ministry things going on, which led to me eventually burning out, getting so tired where I was like, man, it was hard to function in that moment. But the biblical idea of Sabbath is really not just a day off, but a ceasing of work and instead stepping into God's rest. Think about the words of Jesus in Matthew 11 where he says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, for I will give you rest for your soul. Eugene Peterson points out that it's a day that we do nothing to receive everything from God, right? But that doesn't mean that, you know, in not working, that we just lay around on the couch all day, right, and just watch TV and then just eat a bunch of just junk food and all that stuff. That's not what it means, right? Another author, Pete Scazzaro, says, you know, biblically, the idea of Sabbath consists not only of not working, but also enjoyment in God, practicing delight in him, and it's contemplating and meditating on the truths about him throughout Scripture. So, lastly, we're going to take a look at how does this actually look like if you were to put this into practice? What does that look like, right? Because we all have ways that are actually restful for all of us. And it's not always the same for each person, right? Some of us are introverted and we're like, man, I need to get away just to be by myself for a little bit, right? Others are like, man, I rest when I'm just in a group, just with people, with my friends, with family, or whatever it might be. But all of us have those things, and so the question is, what does it look like? And it might look a little bit different for each person, but it will contain a lot of those elements that I just mentioned. For us, this is kind of what it looks like. From Friday night into Saturday night, we take basically 24 hours where we, I turn off my phone. That way, I'm not just thinking about work or thinking about the different things that'll happen, right? And we get dinner, and we'll sit around the table. We get to think about ways that God's been faithful in this last week. So it helps us to reflect on just what God's done, right? And then we do like a cheers, we do a Shabbat Shalom song, right? And we get to read some of the scriptures to our boys. And that's kind of the Friday night for us. In the morning, usually we slow down, we make just some breakfast together. And then we take time to be out in creation for a little bit, whether it's going for a hike or going to the beach. But just ways that we're reminded and we get to see, hey, God, this is the work of your hand. God, you've made this. And really, for us, it's kind of the slowing down where we're not trying to get to this place really fast or go to the next place, but we're actually saying, okay, like, man, I want to be in the moment, and I want to see, God, how you're moving. I want to see your provision, right? Psalm 19 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God. So being out in creation sometimes helps us to be able to set our mind on the fact, God, that you created all these different things. And then we'll come back home. We usually get our boys, we'll eat lunch, and we'll get our boys to take a nap, and my bride and I get to take a nap for a little bit, which is amazing, right? A lot of times we'll, we'll read through different books, we'll read through, just take extra time to be able to read through the scriptures, or, just time to be able to pray together. But those are just some of the ways that we usually do to kind of just take some Sabbath. Oh, sometimes we'll watch a movie together as a family, but really, the idea is being able to slow down and to be able to just meet with the Lord and to be able to meet with his people and to enjoy the rest that he's provided. And man, it has been so fruitful for our family. Like, it's the day that we all look forward to, right? Where we're like, man, Sabbath's coming up and we get to enjoy this time as a family, right? And yet, that doesn't mean that it's easy. It doesn't mean that being able to do that is easy, because it actually takes prep work. It takes, kind of just this intentionality throughout the rest of the week where we're making sure we get things done throughout the week, right? On our other day off, we're usually taking care of a lot of those errands and stuff too, or we're cleaning up, we're getting ready, right? But it's not easy, and yet I would say it is so worth it. Another big challenge is the fact that there's always unfinished work to do, right? There's always more that we can be doing. There's always things that are unfinished when it comes to our work. Yet, what's amazing about Sabbath is there's always going to be more work to do. Rather, this is a moment for us as believers to be able to rest in the work that he's done for us, right? The fact that we've been reconciled back to God, right, where we can now have this relationship with him. And for us, we're so fast-paced, we're always moving. It is so good to be able to slow down and enjoy that relationship with him that he's given us, right? And the ability to do that is the fact that, hey, you know what? God, you are good. Lord, you are in control. Things are going to keep on spinning whether I'm there or not. But God, this is my moment to reflect not only in my words, but also in my lifestyle that, God, I'm trusting. You're in control. You're good. You love us. And God, even though you don't need us, you love us, you want to use us, and yet this is that moment where I get to refresh and be with you and make that the primary thing. You know, I'm going to leave us with just the exhortation that Jesus gives. I believe it's in Luke 9, but it's in the time frame, either Luke 9 or Luke 11. I think it's Luke 11, but it's in that time frame where, he goes to visit Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, right? And as he gets there, Martha is doing lots of good things. She's helping take care of, she's working really hard, trying to prepare things for Jesus as well as those who are there. And Martha is there sitting at Jesus' feet. I'm sorry, Mary is there sitting at Jesus' feet. And Martha internally gets frustrated, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, and I'm doing all these things. Why are you not helping me? And Jesus tells Martha, he says, hey, Martha, like, man, what you're doing is awesome, but what Mary is doing is even better, right? She's doing the primary thing, and this is not going to be taken away from her. She's sitting at his feet, and she's being with Jesus, right? So for us, friends, we can do lots of good things, and we do want to do, the Lord's given us good works to be able to walk in, but it has to come out of the outflow of having been with Jesus and making that our primary thing. So the Sabbath is a moment where we get to do that each week and take time to be able to really seek and be with him and be with just the families that he's given us. So thank you, Lord, for that. Father, thank you for just the truths of your word. Thank you that you've provided rest for us. And so, God, as your people, help us to be able to enter into that, to be those who reflect just your rest. And God, in a society that is so anxious and moving and busy, God, help us to be those who, Lord, have this peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, may we be a witness because of that, Lord, in the way that we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.